Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan, and I'm in my podcast studio today, and I was chatting with my team and texting with them, and they were saying, you know, a lot of our community is asking right now, how do you deal with discouragement? You know, when you're trying to achieve your dreams, you're trying to do something important, you're really passionate about a project and things aren't going well, or someone makes fun of you, or something fails, and you're just in this place where you're like, I'm so discouraged, I just wanna like sit on the couch and watch Netflix all day and quit the universe, you know? What do you do when you're like down on yourself? And I know this is a big topic, I take on a lot of my episodes, and I hope that you will enjoy this one, because I think there's four things you can really do to help you deal with the discouragement, both emotionally and practically. So the first thing, if you are feeling discouraged right now, I want to make sure that you do this one thing. Don't compare yourself to other people. A lot of our discouragement in life comes from we compare ourselves to other persons. It's like, oh, well, I'm starting my art and my craft and my views and the work I'm trying to do, but look at how far else someone else is. Look at how beautiful their art or how big their business is or how many following they have. And we like get discouraged because we're starting small and they've already achieved so much and we're comparing our beginning to what they've already achieved after years or decades of achieving what they've achieved. And do not compare yourself to other people. Instead, ask, am I following my truth? Am I working diligently towards what is important to me? Am I on my own path? Am I staying consistent to what is important to me and what I believe in and what makes me feel alive? Do what makes you feel alive, not what makes you compare with other people, not what makes you feel like you're measuring up to anybody else. You got to walk your own path. A ton of times discouragement really comes from, it's not that we failed at something. It's we truly know in our deepest part of our life, our soul, we know we're on the wrong path. That's where like perennial discouragement comes from, where it's just like year over year, we're discouraged with our life. We're not on our path. We are not constantly pursuing the things that are true to us that make us feel like we have a sense of personal freedom. You know, those things that are like, that's my thing. I'm doing this because I want to do this. I intrinsically feel like it aligns with my values, my hopes, my dreams. It's my thing. Because when you're doing your thing, you don't get as discouraged. When you're doing something and comparing it side by side to other people over and over and over and over, what you really do is you're blending your thing with theirs and you're living a conforming life, not a free life. And when you're living a conforming life, there's always discouragement there. When you're living a free life, there's an openness and optimism. Even if you're struggling, there's this openness and optimism because you're like, you know what? I'm doing my own thing and that brings me alive. And that aliveness dampens down or knocks out that discouragement. So first, if you're feeling discouraged, be honest. Have you been comparing yourself to others? Have you been measuring yourself to others? You know, I've been doing my episodes on YouTube as an example for what? You know, 10 years. And I know that it can be very discouraging if I go and I look to other YouTubers and I'm like, oh my God, they have millions of subscribers and they've only been doing it for like 6 months and I've been doing it for a decade. You know, obviously I have problems because I don't have any cat memes. You know, I don't pull pranks on people. I don't swear and I don't do anything that's like clickbait. So yeah, maybe that slows me down. However, I never get discouraged because I know that doing episodes like this, that's what I'm meant to do. I'm meant to be a teacher. I'm meant to be a coach. This is my style, like it or not. I've been doing it for a decade. It's what I deeply feel is my calling and what makes me feel unique. I'm doing this extemporaneously. I don't have a script. I don't have a teleprompter. I don't have all these like extensive notes. I just, my team's like, people are struggling with this, Brendan. What would you say? And I just go, that's my natural gift because I spend all of my days in my life as a high performance coach and trainer, helping people. This is what I do. I don't try to do what other people are doing. So when I don't measure up to them, I don't get discouraged because I'm like, oh, they're doing their thing. I'm doing my thing. Do your thing, you experience less discouragement in life. Second, if you get discouraged, please adopt a learning mindset. What people who are discouraged often do is adopt a catastrophic mindset. Their mindset is like, oh my gosh, I failed here, so I'm a miserable jerk, you know, I'm a loser. And they start identifying with progress. Meaning, if I'm not progressing enough, my identity means I'm a loser. And so they get more and more discouraged versus adopting the learning mindset that simply asks, am I learning here at the speed I'm capable of? Like, am I learning? Oh, what did I learn? Implement that. Test, implement, test, implement, test, implement. And by testing more, instead of like everything is on the line, it has to go perfect or everything falls apart. That's catastrophizing. Learning more says, oh, what did I learn here today? Let me try that again tomorrow. Let me try this again next week. Let me do this new thing next month. And that learning mindset almost completely wipes out that discouragement. For me, anyway, I don't get discouraged very often because I'm like, well, I'm learning. Okay, got a new distinction today, right? The more you're looking for distinctions versus allowing yourself to wallow and live in discouragement, the more your life advances, the more the emotions come back to the positive range, the more your curiosity is fired. Because if you feel discouraged, guess what that does? Discouragement destroys creativity. But when you feel like you're learning, that sparks curiosity. Curiosity is the foundation of creativity, and creativity is the igniter of motivation sometimes. So you see how that works? If you can just look at where you're at and say, okay, what's the five things I've learned in this experience that can help me change my behavior literally tomorrow or next week or next time I do that thing? That knowledge gives us competency, right? When we learn, we get competent. The more competent we get, the more confident we get. In high performance studies, we call that confidence competence loop. And so the more you have that learning mindset, the more you'll advance, it'll change everything. Third, when you're getting discouraged, I'd love for you to try something that sounds a little woo-woo, but it really works. Next time you're discouraged, what I want you to do, sit down, close your eyes, imagine like literally sitting next to you or standing next to you is your most confident, happy, healthy, joyous self from like 10 years out. Like literally imagine like 10 years from now, the most confident, happy, just successful you returns to today is next to you. And you're like sharing, I'm discouraged because of this. What I want you to imagine that confident you standing tall, breathing proudly, looking you in the eye and advising you. What would that future confident, incredible you tell you to do now? What would they say? What would the tone of their voice be? What's the three things they would tell you to do next as the right action of integrity? I love that practice. Every time I kind of get down on myself, I'm like, I mean, just like anybody else, I could sit and wallow in it. And I could be like, oh, I suck. Or I could go, you know what? I'm feeling discouraged, having a down day. Hold on, world. Close my eyes. I'll think about the future best me. Right? A future Brendan, and I'll like park that Brendan next to me and I'll see that me stronger, confident, more buff, looking good, you know? And literally in the most positive, joyous, confident way, have that future me say, hey kid, know you're having a bad day, but you know what? In 5 years, your life is gonna be extraordinary. So here's what you need to do. Pick yourself up. And the next three things I want you to do are bop, bop, and bop. And I'll listen. Oh, listen, let your future highest self coach you to the next level instead of the current you who feels down and In other words, don't try to make decisions based in your current funk. Envision a compelling future you coming today, advising you how to rise to your highest. If you can do that and not like casually, but really invest in it, like really feel it. Like hear yourself, see yourself, believe in that future you, giving you that advice, that can change the game. And if you like struggle seeing the best you, the best future you doing that, imagine one of your greatest mentors. Imagine somebody who's inspiring as a figure to you. Maybe it's your grandpa, your grandma, your parent, your caregiver, somebody who you follow on social media who's like your hero, a historical figure. Have somebody look you in the eye, like just visualize it and tell you what to do. Do these three things, kid, and then implement. Follow those three things. Do those three things as fast as possible. Like what's the next three things? Not three things over the next 10 years, have that future you or that aspirational figure tell you the next three things that you can do literally today to pick yourself up That will change the game. Number four, if you are feeling discouraged, here's the hardest one. Share that truth with people. Like, give yourself permission to be vulnerable and tell other people, like, I'm really feeling down right now. I'm feeling like it's not working. I'm feeling like I'm not doing okay. Because the opposite of that is just stewing in silence, suffering in silence, striving in silence. And sometimes in that silence, there is a lot of emotional suffering. You know, you don't have to be on this journey alone. There's people you can reach out to, whether it's at school or at work or your caregivers or your family or nonprofit organization or something online where you can go and just like share. It's important. You know, I know it's easy to say, I don't want to do that because people will make fun of me. I'm like, yes, it's true. Some people will make fun of you. And some people will say, hey, here's some advice, kid. Or will say, hey, it's okay. I get what you're going through. I've been there too. Or some people say, hey, here's a resource for that. Literally, there's 7 billion people on the planet. And it's hard to tell people this, but I really want you to hear this. There is absolutely nothing that you are going through right now that others have not also been through. Like, I, as a coach, sometimes like the hardest times in my life is when I've had to tell parents who lost a child, other people have lost a child too. Let's get you connected in that group so that you can learn how to deal with it and understand what's going to come up emotionally and in the future for you. I've had to tell, you know, people who got diagnosed with cancer, you're not the first person to get that diagnosis. And it sounds flippant to say, I know, but you know, it's too bad that we close ourselves off and we really think that our experience is so unique that we can't share it. Because if we believe it's so unique, we won't ask for help. If we don't ask for help, we don't get the resources or the social support that help us pull ourselves out on days that we can't do it on our own. Because we're social humans. You know, sometimes we need that encouragement from others when we are feeling discouraged. And that won't happen unless we reach out. You know, if you just sit on the side of the road and mope, very few people will have the recognition to pull over and help you in life. But if you raise your hand, if you make some noise, if you reach out to people, all of a sudden people take note. And I know that that's hard to understand sometimes when you're really down. Trust me, I get it. I've been in every position of failure in my life, whether I got bad grades at some point, or I started my first business and that failed, or I did my first big online course, or I did something and that didn't do the numbers I wanted, or I got sick, or I had my brain injury, as many of you guys were with me when that happened, or I started this new program, or I did that big thing with that big person, it didn't work. I mean, it's all happened to me and other people too, whether I've lost loved ones, or I failed in business, or I struggled in this area. The thing that pulled me through was I was never silent about it. I would say, hey guys, I'm going through a tough time. What do you do when you're in this position? Like, can you walk me through? Give me some pointers, give me some tips. I'm curious, I just wanna learn. And they'd hear me ask for the learning and they would open up. And sometimes I needed to reach out. Sometimes I needed to go to a volunteer organization and ask because I didn't know people around me who were dealing with that. Sometimes I needed to join a group or a mastermind or go to a seminar or like do something to get around other people where I could share my journey, whether it was like-minded people or qualified professionals. Sometimes you need a coach. Sometimes you need a therapist. Sometimes you need a nutritionist or a support network. I don't know where you're at, whether you're having issues with health or family or relationships or your team, but somebody out of 7 billion people with thousands of human years of human history has dealt with it. And you can take just solace in that. just knowing you're not alone, just knowing, wow, other people have dealt with this. Let me get curious to find them. Let me go and approach them with a learning mentality. Let me go be vulnerable and say, hey, what would you do in this situation? Because if you'll ask them, it will spark curiosity. If you'll ask them, they'll give you some steps. If you ask them, you'll learn. If you learn, you get competence. You get competence, a little confidence comes back in. You know the next steps to do. You have that confidence, you take a few steps. You got a few more people cheering you on, and suddenly the days aren't so dark and you're not alone and discouraged. There's good people out there. Never forget that. There's those of us who really care. Never forget that. There are support groups. Never forget that. There is a more positive tomorrow. Never forget that, my friend. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team.
I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.